You're listening to the USEA official podcast, which takes you behind the scenes of eventing, covering all the big events, professional tips and tricks, interviews, special guests, and the latest USEA eventing news. Welcome to the USEA official podcast. I'm not going to lie, listeners, this is not an episode that we one expected to bring you and two really wanted to bring you, because obviously there have been a huge number of developments over the last few weeks with coronavirus, and it has resulted in quite disruption to sport, to daily life, everything all over the world. So we wanted to break it down for you. We wanted to let you know the current position, and we wanted to kind of give you a bit of reassurance as to how things stand at the moment so that you're aware of everything that's going on and everything is as transparent as possible moving forward. So I have two guests with me to talk us through it. Both have had fairly eventful weeks, not going to lie. I'm first of all going to say hello to Rob Burke.
Hello, Nicole.
Rob, it's quite the time to be CEO of the USEA, and we're going to get your thoughts from obviously the USEA's standpoint in a second. But we're also joined by USEF Managing Director of Eventing, Jenny Autry.
Hello.
Oh, what a week, what a couple of weeks, what a few days we have had, because we've obviously all been watching this really, really closely over the last sort of couple of months, really, since the start of the new year. And things just have gathered speed. And unfortunately, in this last couple of weeks, there has been real developments that the virus is obviously spreading. It is a major, major world pandemic now. That's the description to use for it, isn't it? So there is a knock-on effect, as there is going to be to eventing. So we wanted to look at what that is and what it means for the next few weeks, for the next couple of months. Obviously, we can't predict what is going to happen, but there has been quite a lot of action over the last couple of weeks. So we thought, listeners, we would break it down for you. And we will start with the directive that came out from the FEI, which basically said, the FEI strongly recommends that organisers should cancel all events for the next 4 weeks until a reassessment of the situation can be made. So that is all international events. And actually, the FEI is recommending this not only for eventing, but for dressage, for show jumping, for all equestrian disciplines as well. So that was the FEI directive. Now, Jenny, the question that came out of that for me was, they're obviously saying that they recommend organisers should cancel all events for the next 4 weeks. They weren't actually telling them they had to cancel, but that was as strong as directive as they could give, wasn't it?
Right. It's a bit of the same situation the USEF is in that we can't mandate the cancellation of events, neither can the FEI, but they can obviously recommend action, which they've done in recommending that events be canceled for the next 4 weeks. But because of the USEF's board decision to not award national MERs, that means that if competitions still run at the national level during the 30-day period, they will not result in a qualifying score and a national MER.
Okay, so those national events we're going to come on and talk to Rob about in a second as to what will be running and what won't be running. But from the USEF perspective, obviously, you get this directive from the FEI, and that, I imagine, is a pretty clear indication of, do you know what, things are getting very, very serious very, very quickly. And at the end of the day, it is all about the health, the safety, the well-being of everybody involved in our sport to make that decision.
Definitely. And what the Board of Governors decided on March 13th was to strongly recommend that organizers cancel all competitions running within the 30-day period, which is effective as of Monday, March 16th, and that runs through Tuesday, April 14th.
Okay, so that is all that the USEF can do. They can recommend, this is our advice, this is what we feel. National level events that come under the USEA, Rob, actually in later developments, following on from the FEI guidance, following on from the USEF press release as well, there was a directive that actually all events below training level under the USEA for the next 2 weeks should not run at all. As a recognized competition. So they could still run as a, would it be unaffiliated? Would that be the right description in the US? But not as a USEA official event?
Correct. Yeah. So our Board of Governors, as you said, following the USEF meeting, our board of governors got together and met and decided to essentially suspend USCA recognition of any events running training level and below over the next 2 weeks. And I would say as well, they're going to reassess that position on March 26th, and they'll be able to report out after that on their position moving beyond this initial period from March 16th to March 30th. I think it's important to back up to a little bit. You know, I know everybody gets so confused about the dividing lines between the USCA, the USCF, and the FEI. And really, at the end of the day,
it's all these acronyms, Rob. It's just an alphabet.
It is. Sometimes. Alphabet soup. You're right. And for us in the United States, the USCA operates under an agreement with the USCF, where everything from training and below essentially falls under total jurisdiction of the USCA. Now, we have a really unique working relationship with the Federation in that they still will officiate our competitions, drug testing, all these things still occur. But essentially the way to look at it is from training and below is USCA. And then we join together with the USCF. And the USCF is the ultimate licensing authority for everything from the modified level up in the United States. And obviously the USCF has a relationship as our representative to the FEI. I get it. Everybody gets really confused over the dividing lines. We actually, the three entities tend to work really well together. And it's a huge shout out to the USCF and Jenny, especially for their help over the last couple of weeks. But So for USCA, 2 weeks, all activities, we have suspended USCA recognition. Obviously, if someone wants to take the risk and run their own activity, there's no way that USCA could stop them. But like the FEI, like the USCF, we are strongly recommending against it out of all abundance of caution and care for our members and the competitors. Because, you know, at the end of the day, I sat down with our staff. And no one wants to get in a, no one wants to get completely wild over this, right? We all have to move on with our day-to-day lives as much as possible. But, you know, at the end of the day, we are so lucky to be involved in this sport and have the horses. And yes, most of us still have to go out and muck the stalls every day, regardless of if business is going open, you know, across the country. But at the end of the day, if for a couple of weeks, 4 weeks, we're suspending sporting competition just to keep everybody as safe as we possibly can, follow the guidance of our disease control centers, it just makes sense. And we're also, and the USCF has been amazing about this, that if events need to reschedule, would like to reschedule, we're doing everything we can absolutely to get them at a different point in the calendar without any penalty whatsoever. If any monies that the USCA has collected for competitions that were scheduled to take place between March 16th and March 30th, we are returning. Again, we're trying to make this as easy as possible on everybody. And hopefully at the end of the day, we all get to just enjoy a couple of weeks with our loved ones and with those closest to us and play with our horses at home and then soldier on.
I think that is ultimately certainly what a lot of people have to take from this. I understand it is unbelievably disappointing. People have put their heart and souls into running these events. They've put their heart and souls into getting their horses fit, ready to go. And everybody has worked unbelievably hard to get to that point. But when something like this happens, and when you get a threat like this, and to be fair, it is a fairly unknown threat because we don't know how it is going to develop. And obviously, scenes in Europe have actually been really quite distressing and scary as to where things could go very quickly. You kind of have to go, do you know what? Go home to your loved ones, give your pony a pat, work extra hard on your training, and come back stronger, because we will come back stronger. And we will only get better and fight harder from it. So we will be back, absolutely. But we just have to take stock a little bit and say, actually, do you know what? We just need a bit of a break. Let's regroup. Let's keep everybody safe. Let's do everything we possibly can to make sure that, you know, nobody is put at risk. And then when the time is right, opportunities will come back for events to run and for everybody to get back out competing again. Rob, just a question for you, because it was something that popped up to me. Obviously, we said training level and below comes under the USEA, and those events won't be recognized events. What about modified, intermediate, advanced level competition? If they are due to run, that isn't something the USEA has said won't be recognized. So does that fall under the USEF banner as to they won't be classed as national MERs?
Correct. Yeah, it's the USEA won't be counting the points, the USEA points for year-end awards or for AEC qualifications. But ultimately, like Jenny had said too, that they will retain their license. So theoretically, they could still run during that time. And because of the agreement the USEA has with the USEF, you know, we would not supersede that. So. You know, that again, they can run, but no points, no MERs for the national competitions.
Just to clarify, Nicole, there has been some confusion there as to whether the national MER could still be used for an FEI qualification. And the answer there is no. If any competition runs a national division at any level within that 30-day period, any qualifying scores earned at the level will not result in an MER. So unfortunately, I know that that means that we have competitors who are looking to qualify for our North American Youth Championships, who are wanting to use qualifying scores at preliminary and intermediate competitions within the next 30 days to then qualify for our two-star and three-star championships. And unfortunately, that cannot happen. Those scores would not count as qualifying scores for NAYC within this 30-day period.
Okay, so that hopefully, listeners, clarifies the position for you as to where things will be going. Events can run, but they obviously, it will depend on their level that they're running at, whether it would be recognized as a USEA national competition. And obviously, if the FEI event chooses to run, they can do so, but they have been strongly recommended not to do so by both the FEI and by both the USEF as well. So it is fairly major terms that we're talking here. And Jenny, I have to admit, the question on everybody's lips, what a time for it to happen. We are coming into the Olympic year. It is Tokyo. All roads have been leading to Tokyo. How are things feeling at the moment? Because obviously this is a fairly major blow to a lot of the top riders who are aiming for Tokyo selection that still have qualifying runs, that have planned their start of the season out to the nth degree. What is the position there at the moment?
We are looking at any and all contingency scenarios to continue the path forward to Tokyo. And of course, we are keeping athlete safety and health at the forefront as well.
I think that's the thing, isn't it? At this moment in time, it is moving so quickly that we don't really know how it's going to pan out over the next couple of months. So we have to plan with what we know. We have to work within those guidelines for now and hope that the swift action taken both by the FEI, the USEF, and the USEA are all leading towards actually keeping this virus contained, are helping to reduce the spread of it and therefore the implications of it on the community as a wider community and on the US in general. So listeners, we will keep you updated. We promise we will. Both USEF and the USEA will be making sure that all of their announcements are as transparent as possible, making sure that all of you as members are kept up to date with things as they develop. So Rob, the next USEA update that we can expect at the moment in terms of national competition, did you say that was the 26th of March?
Correct, yeah. It'll most likely come out on the 27th because these meetings tend to drag on for a long time and go late. It'll be by the morning of the 27th, we'll have something out.
That's fair. So listeners, you can look out for that there, but rest assured, absolutely everybody is making sure that they do whatever they can to keep everybody safe. They're doing it all in the best interests of you, the competitors, of all of the officials. And I think that's actually a really important point to make, that actually a lot of our officials, a lot of our volunteers may be retired, may be in areas that are more vulnerable. And actually, it may just be that by asking them to go to an event that might be an event that they have dedicated a huge amount of time to and a lot of effort, and they would hate to let down, but maybe they don't feel comfortable going to that event, but they don't want to let them down. So we are actually, you know, it is bigger than the competitors. It is all about the organizers. It's all about the officials, volunteers who work so hard to make it happen as well. It is big picture. But we will keep you updated. And all we can say is keep strong, stay positive, because if the eventing community can beat anything, they absolutely will pull together. And it's times like this that we are a community. So Jenny, Rob, thank you very, very much. Thank you for all of your hard work, because I can imagine you've not had much sleep in the last few weeks, Jenny.
Well, I just want to echo that it's been fantastic to work with Rob and the entire USCA team. We have a strong working relationship, and everyone listening can rest assured that we are working extremely closely together to do everything we can to continue forward during this very difficult time.
Rob, thank you very much to you as well. And we really appreciate that actually how transparent everybody is being on this, because I hope that everybody, the membership, will get a bit of an insight into just what has gone on to sort of make these sorts of decisions.
Yeah, you're right. I think the one thing I've ever learned in my career is transparency is number one. And, you know, to that effect, I know for us, if you have any questions of the USEA, please email safety@usaventing.com, and we will answer those as quick as possible. And I know that the USCF and FEI are also very receptive to questions, concerns.
Yeah, and it's a confusing time because, as we say, we don't know how this is going to pan out. And ultimately, we are at the mercy to a degree of, you know, state governments, of the overall government as well, who will be making particular calls and particular decisions that actually will guide you guys and the FEI and the USCF and the USCA as well. So thank you both. Let's hope that we will be eventing again very, very soon. But the one thing that we would really like to say from everybody on the show, from everybody at the USCA, everyone at the USCF, is stay safe, look after yourselves, think positively, and we are all in it together. So let's really, really pull together, and we'll be back very soon with another episode of the USCA official podcast for you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the USCA official podcast. If you have any suggestions or feedback, then we would love to hear from you. Get in touch through any of our social media platforms at US Eventing, and don't forget to subscribe on your preferred podcast platform to make sure you don't miss an episode.